This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Vinay Rajni, a technical research analyst at HDFC Securities. He gave us 3 buy calls and also shared his views on Nifty. Nifty has been consolidating for the last 3 consecutive sessions. The shadows of the candles formed in the last 3 sessions have been long with a relatively low body, which indicates that there is a tug of war going on between bulls and bears. On November 2nd, Nifty ended almost flat at 11,653, while Bank Nifty surged 4%, outperforming Nifty with a huge margin. Bank Nifty closed at the highest level of the recent upswing, and this is also the highest level for Bank Nifty since March 13, 2020. Looking at the recent move, Nifty seems down but not out. The 8-day exponential moving average is still placed above 21 days exponential moving average, indicating the short-term trend is still on the upside. Rate-sensitive sectors like banking, financials, and real estate have been outperforming in the recent past. Sectors like IT, pharma, and FMCG have fallen. Nifty mid-cap index has not been showing any directional move for the last 2 months. Daily ADX for Nifty is continuously trading below the equilibrium line, which indicates that the market has lost momentum since September 2020. The Indian market seems to be waiting for the outcome of a big event, the American presidential election. US S&P 500 index has witnessed a fall of 9% from the recent high made on October 12, 2020. The index is near long-term 200 moving average support, placed 3% away from the current levels. A close below this average in S&P 500 would be considered bearish, and it would have a negative impact on other world market indices as well. It is very important that the S&P 500 index remains above 3,190 odd levels pre and post the US election results, otherwise the medium-term trend would turn bearish, said the analyst. The existing trend of Nifty index is directionless and recent short-term swings have been choppy. However, looking at the Bank Nifty and real estate index charts, it seems that rate-sensitive sectors would continue to perform well in coming days as well. The levels of 11,750 is a short-term resistance above which Nifty could resume its uptrend. Short-term support for Nifty is seen at 11,500 odd levels, below which Nifty could extend the losses towards 11,406 and 11,260 levels, which happens to be the 50% and 61.8% retracement of the upswing seen from 10,790 to 12,025. Here are 3 buy calls for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Voltas is the first call with the target price of ₹771 and stop loss of ₹687. Upside potential for this call is 7%. The stock has closed at the highest level since February 19, 2020. The short-term moving average have been above the medium to long-term moving averages. The stock is close to registering a new all-time high above ₹735. Indicators and oscillators have been showing strength on the daily and weekly charts. LIC Housing Finance is the second call. Target price is ₹321. Stop loss is ₹283 and upside potential for this call is 8%. The NBFC sector has been outperforming for the last couple of weeks. The stock has been forming a complex inverted head and shoulder pattern and is on the verge of breaking out from the neckline on the daily chart. For the last 10 consecutive weeks, the stock has been consolidating in a narrow range. Any close above ₹310 would result in a medium-term breakout on the charts. And Polycab India is the third call. Target price is ₹1,010, stop loss is ₹850, and upside potential for this call is 10.5%. The stock has been correcting for the last 5 trading sessions. The correction seems to be a retracement in the overall uptrend. In the period of October 21 to 26, the stock surged from ₹805 to ₹975. After this big move, which happened with higher volumes, the stock went into correction mode. The recent correction should be considered as a buying opportunity as the stock has reached above its 50, 100 and 200 day exponential moving average. Remember, all the 3 stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.